During the last year, the government of Bahrain has been internationally condemned for its use of deadly force against peaceful protesters. It's been slammed for marginalizing the majority Shia population, for torturing and mistreating political prisoners, and for harassing human rights defenders. Yet despite all this, Bahrain still wants to contribute to international forums on human rights.
Leaked documents reveal that Bahraini government is trying to secure a place for itself on the United Nations Human Rights Advisory Council. The bid is being backed by Pakistan and also by human rights organizations within Bahrain itself. The reasoning behind the bid, according to analysts, is to improve Bahrain's reputation in international forums.
According to the documents, Bahrain has put forward Saeed Mohammed Al-Fayhani as its candidate for the Human Rights Council. Manama says Al-Fayhani has worked at the UN since 1985 and is very experienced in the field of human rights. Other documents show that Pakistan has backed Bahrain's bid. Pakistani nationals are prevalent in the Bahraini security forces and have been accused by opposition activists of participating in the crackdown. So-called human rights organizations within Bahrain itself have done the same.
The person in question who is being proposed for the membership of the Human Rights Council is discredited as a human rights figure, because in the 90s, during the uprising of the 90s, he was a leading figure in defending the regime. However, he failed.
We strongly criticize what the Bahraini authorities are getting up to. As we know, there are severe human rights violations in Bahrain, and last year the UN Human Rights Commission wanted to send a team to Bahrain, but the authorities refused this visit.
Last year, a high-profile independent report reported that 35 people had died during the unrest in Bahrain, which began in February 2011. Five people died due to torture. Officials last week said Bahrain would pay a total of $2.6 million in compensation to 17 families following the deaths. Meanwhile, the United Nations Human Rights Council will make a decision on Bahrain's application in September. Roshan Mohammed Salih, Press TV, London.